You're listening to Real Facts on Real Estate with Sean Patrick Maloney.
This is good.
Welcome to episode 56.
Yeah, I did a speech last Friday with Keith Lyman for the Nevada Real Estate Convention, okay? And I went along, I did my PowerPoint, okay? I got tons of selfies with people that came up asking me for selfies and things like that afterwards. I got my sandwich, and then I went and sat at the back of the room eating my sandwich and listened to the next bunch of speakers. And you know, the funny thing is that amazed certain people that I stayed in the room to learn all of these things. Now, I'm not selling real estate, but I am talking to realtors, loan officers, mortgages. I am speaking in that community. Why would I possibly miss out on an opportunity to get educated by people that are experts in that field telling me about stuff I didn't know that can enhance for the people that I am talking to? So yeah, be a sponge, be the dumbest person in the room. If you're the smartest person in the room, get out, get into a room far more intelligent than you, but always be prepared to soak up that information.
Excellent. So next question I wanted to ask you, and as far as marketing, what do you think the most powerful and underutilized marketing tool of the modern day is right now?
All right, so let me tell you the worst one first of all. It's very easy. It's called your own personal website because no one gives a shit. Your website is your puff piece. It's every piece of Photoshopped, you know, trinkets that you're wonderful that you can stick on a page, okay? It's not your reality. Your reality is your social, because let's be blunt, your website, you update once a year, you know, once every few years. Your social, you update twice a day. So when people really want to know about you, they're not going to your website. They're putting you out there on Facebook. They're looking you up on Twitter. They're looking you up on LinkedIn. And they're trying to get a little bit more of an understanding of you. So we have this thing now called the iPhone. And, you know, and for the Android people out there, the Androids. We have smartphones, which are superior cameras than what we ever used to have in an actual digital camera. These things are brilliant now. I've got a magnetic case. A company called Rockform does a magnetic case. And I did an interview I did a video in my hotel room last Friday. I just stuck it on the nightstand and just pushed record and then was talking away. Because you're in a closed room, if you actually stand, and here's a little thing for you. If you stand near clothing or a bed or mattresses or anything material, it soaks up any echo. So you actually get really good sound quality. If you want to do a recording, stand in your closet, okay? Because closets are really good at absorbing any kind of echo and stuff. So that's a little tip there. So I believe that you should start using your smartphones to record educational advice. Like I had someone talking to me about how to be a speaker. Okay. And they were like, how do you do it? You get on so many stages. And I said, well, yeah, I kind of follow these principles. And they were like, oh, thank you. And I had a chat with them. Then I went up to my room, stuck the video on there, pushed play. And I said, hey, I just had someone come to me as I came off of stage here at the Nevada Real Estate Convention. And they asked me, how do I get on stage? So I gave them this information. And I want to give it to you. And then I post it. Okay. And if anyone's a member of an Entrepreneur's Advantage Facebook group, it's free of charge. There's no money. There's no pitch. But in there, I actually post a lot of these videos and I say, oh, someone asked me how I do a video. Someone asked me how I do a podcast. Someone else asked me what's the best microphone to use. This is the best microphone. And I give that information away. Now, a lot of people, that's called educational marketing. Okay. Now, the thing that I'm doing is I'm building up credibility. And I will often go, hey, I told you last week, this is how I did something. I found a new way to do it. Or I went into this contract. I've just lost $75,000. Why? Because I screwed up on this. I did this wrong. Just imagine if you did a video, okay? And you went, hey, guys and girls, here's a tip for you. When you walk into a house for the first time, know how to turn off the bloody alarm. This is what happened to me. Now, I never thought of that. I never thought that we're going to be in somebody else's home and the alarm could go off and I wouldn't know how to turn it off. So that's a lovely piece of advice. But here's what's happening. You're entertaining. You're engaging because you're providing some content. You're educating them on what to do. And without realizing it, by doing those three things, entertain, engage, and educate, you're building up credibility. Now, the amount of times I actually go on, I did, if you go back on that Facebook page I mentioned, I'm not going to keep plugging it. I put on there, I did an hour's webinar, Facebook Live, on how to become a paid speaker or an authority in your marketplace. You can use it for both. And it gave you an hour on how to do it, how to position it, how to portray yourself, how to actually get it. I gave all the information there. You could have taken that information, got a hold of your assistant, and between the pair of you, done it. And instead, what happened, a bunch of people came to me and they went, can you do it for me? And I said, no, I'll do it with you. You know, yeah. I'll help you. So what ended up happening was people don't want to know how to service their car. They want to know someone they can rely on to service that car. They don't want to know how to mow that lawn and make sure that grass is good. They want to rely on someone to be able to do it. Nowadays, they want to hire a who, not a how. So by you doing your little Facebook videos, and that video, by the way, you're still sticking on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, same video, just keep plugging it away. You will find out what platforms get more reception for you. You may find that you're plugging that video on Facebook, you stick it on LinkedIn, but more people on LinkedIn are responding. You may find that you get 1,000 views on Facebook, 10 on LinkedIn, but you get 3 clients from LinkedIn. You know, I remember a friend of mine who was a big, very, very big digital marketer, in fact, owns the biggest digital convention around the world. He literally turned to me, he said, I focus on stats. I do this, I get paid. That's a successful stat. I do this, anything in the middle, I don't give a shit. My statistics are how much I got in the bank for me releasing this energy into the planet. That's the only stat that cares. Who cares if you've got 4 million followers or 20,000 likes on something you wrote? Until you actually convert it into a dollar symbol, it ain't going to pay your mortgage. It sure shit ain't going to pay my bar tab. So no one cares about it. Focus on that stat, but start becoming prepared to expose yourself as a credible resource for education. And this is what I trained my team on my Ahead of the Curve course, the Realtor program I have. I train people to go, look, you spend all day in this industry. We don't. We want to buy a house every 10, 15, 20 years. Okay. We don't know these things. We need that who. So with you being out there putting those videos out, when someone's looking, they're going to suddenly find all this education. Don't think for a second they're going to take it away. They're going to contact you and go, hey, you're the expert. I want you to help me. And here's the dumb thing. You've got all of this content on a daily basis. Think about what you did this morning that someone not in the industry never knew about. A form, a new regulation. A client contacts you and says, hey, how long is it going to take me to close on a property in Idaho? Okay. And you go, well, blah, blah, blah. You've got to go through these steps. This is what happens. And you should be having your keys in your hand within this amount of time. Okay. How many people don't know that? You know, you know it. Why do you know it? Because you're the expert. You're in it every single day. But people don't know what they don't know. That's your job. So by you picking up your phone, holding up your camera and going, hey, this is Steve Sims. And I got a question this morning that some of you may know, some of you may not, but I'm here to help you. They asked me quite bluntly, how long will it take to close in Idaho? These are the things I have to go through. This is the process. And Idaho is faster than so-and-so and slower than other states because of the regulations. But that's what it's going to take. Anyone moving into Idaho is going to do a Google search. And bearing in mind, here's where you go. Google owns YouTube. Facebook owns Instagram. LinkedIn's connected with Twitter. So when you do a Facebook video, stick it up on YouTube. stick it into LinkedIn. It's the same video. But when someone Googles closing times for Idaho, there's your little friendly video that pops up. Now, whether they found you on YouTube and then on the YouTube things that say, hey, find my Facebook here, and they click on that and they see all your other videos, you become the who. So take what you know that to you is boring, to you is dull, but actually helps other people tremendously, and put it on a little video. Try and keep your video shorter than my conversation here. So try and chew your videos. If you can knock out a quip in under 60 seconds, that's great. But if you're going to actually give some meaning, then look at like a 2 to 4 minute video as tops.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it is. It's common that we all try to overthink what to teach. And I like what you just said. Think about what you're dealing with now and just talk about that. Don't try to, you know, reinvent the wheel. Think about what people are actually asking you. And that's going to be a great question to, it's not, usually most people don't ask the questions they have. So when you get a question, chances are a lot of people have had it.
You're exactly. There's very few original questions. You want to answer the problems that people haven't envisaged they're going to get yet. Because when you start answering those, they turn around and go, oh, I need this person because this person knows what I don't know. And that's the who you need.
Sure. One of the other questions I wanted to ask you, and is when you, now that you've got the client, how often do you touch base? Does your company touch base? Like, how do you stay in contact with those clients once you have them?
All right. Okay. Brilliant question. Okay. So let's play metaphor for a second. If you were going to plant a tree, you get a seed. That seed is the first time you meet a client. Now, I want you to, I've actually done an entire speech on the growth of a sycamore tree. And for about the first 10 minutes, people are looking at me going, why the beep am I looking at how to bloody grow a tree? Okay. But if you think about it, that seed is delicate. It needs nurturing. It's a baby. It needs protecting. It needs nurturing. It needs feeding. It needs planting. It needs fertilization. It needs so much attention, or the outcome is going to be the same every single time, dead. Okay. Mm. When you've got a new relationship, think of it as that seed. Pay it a lot of attention daily, every couple of days, every week. And this could be you phone them in 2 days' time. You send them something. Now, bear in mind, perfect example. I met someone that potentially I'm going to be working with, and I met them on Friday. Okay. I sent them a thank you on Saturday, okay, email. On Sunday, when I'm back in LA, I did a little video text, and I sent them a video text going, hey, I'm back in LA, I'm relaxed, hope you're good. Anyway, we spoke about these couple of I'm looking forward to getting together, okay? I found an article on the subject that we had spoken about on Friday, and I'm going to send that to him on Wednesday, okay? Not tomorrow, today's Monday. I'm going to send it to him on Wednesday and go, oh, now, if he's contacted me, then I can go, hey, I know we're going to be speaking on Friday, but I just got this article. I thought it'd be quite cool to send it to you. If he hasn't contacted me, I can go, hey, I know you're probably busy, but I found this article that was of interest because we were discussing it on Friday, and I like it. So you go, you end up kind of spacing it out. Now, if you think of your best mate, I got a best mate in England that I haven't seen for 2 years. I'm seeing him this summer. Not this summer. I'm seeing him next month. We're going to get a hangout. Why? Is that okay? Because we've already established the early stuff, you know? So once you start getting to know people, you can contact them once a year, once every couple of years, you know, really good relationships once every 3 years, you know? But the early stage is where they focus on. And here's an example. If you're at an event and you meet someone, you go, hey, it's great. And you go to the bar after the conference, you have a few drinks, that jokes are funny. And then you do nothing with them for 8 months' time. You've killed the seed. You haven't paid any attention to it. Don't think you can just walk up and go, hey, how are you? Because the other person's going to go, hey, where do we know each other from?
Yeah.
And then you're going to go, oh, we met at the bar. Yeah, you're right. Hey, how are you doing? What have you been up to? These are shallow questions. In 6 months' time, you should have had a strong relationship. If you've got to phone up someone and introduce yourself, you're not in a relationship. Okay. So in the early stages, every day, every few days, you can send them a letter. I've sent magazine subscriptions. Magazine subscriptions are so cheap now because every magazine in the planet's going bankrupt. You could buy a year's subscription to a magazine for $30. Subscribe them and then say, hey, I know you're in the fashion. So, and you look like crap last time I saw you. So I've subscribed you to GQ Monthly. Should be getting your next, and send them the receipt. And they're like, that's stupid and ridiculous, slightly insulting, but funny. But guess what happens? Every quarter when they get that magazine, who do they think of?
They think of
you. So you don't always have to be the one that's actually reaching out to stay in contact. You can automate that shit. So there are ways around it to have it done.
I hope this podcast helps you plan out your success in the real estate industry. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns about today's podcast, or you have ideas for future episodes, please feel free to email me, DM me, PM me, whatever works best. I really appreciate you listening, and I look forward to talking to you next week.